blatant act of legitimatized murder strips all credibility from law enforcement.
This the ghost of Mark Clark. This the ghost of Mark Clark.
You know they killed Mark Clark. Assassinated Mark Clark. Try to discredit Mark Clark. That's why it's always long live the great Mark Clark. Clark.
Ancestors, I invoke the energy from the ancestors. But
I follow a divine pattern, right. Even though I'm a loose cannon, uh-huh. 357, keep my pants sagging. Due to horrific events that replays in my mind, when? December 4th, 1969, and it wasn't labeled a crime. Cause on a black man's back, there's always a bullseye. Knowledge me as my thoughts spark, and think of how they killed off Mark Clark. Fred Hampton, Cody, they gave it they all, trying to stop the cop bullet, put a mattress against the wall. They sent 99 bullets, he got hit with one. His reflex and death made him let off a shotgun. Damn. The only shot fired that night from any Panther.
Facts.
The racist prosecutor office couldn't give up any answers.
Of course.
Why oh why do they hate it so much? Try to kill Brenda Harris with a baby in the gut.
Bless.
Not knowing she carrying a future tut. I refuse to let the door of history shut.
Nope.
Not until we address the what.
The what?
What? They killed off Mark Clark. Assassinated Mark Clark.
Morning of December 4th, 1969, when the state's attorney's police raided Fred Hampton's apartment, there were 9 occupants in it. The first victim was, of course, Mark Clark, who was against the front door as the police broke in. He was shot once through his chest.
Sir, you say your men were fired upon. Witnesses who have seen the apartment say there is no evidence of bullets from the direction where